Coast Radio News for Friday, July 31st, 2020. I'm George Henry. An average of 10 new cases a day is not enough to get Lane County on the governor's watch list. Governor Kate Brown released the 10 counties that are considered potential hotspots for the coronavirus if additional precautions are not taken. Lincoln County, just north of us, was on the list until yesterday. Lincoln and Union County were removed from the watch list due to falling COVID-19 numbers. The governor's office describes the watch list as a yellow light, meaning proceed with caution because the virus is spreading quickly. Yesterday, Lane County added 10 new cases to the list of positive cases, bringing the total number to date as 484. And there are currently only 5 hospitalizations in the county. Statewide, the count rose by 416 yesterday, and the total has topped the 18,000 mark with 18,131 cases. Umatilla County had 101 cases yesterday. There were 5 new deaths reported, 2 in Umatilla and 3 in Multnomah County. Florence City Council meeting and their work session for Monday has been canceled. The city has 1 planned meeting for the month of August. That will be at 5:30 on August 17th. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health says there is a lot of misinformation being disseminated in Lane County about the coronavirus. Davis says that they are hearing reports of people that went to the free testing sites and decided not to get tested, yet still received a positive test result by mail. Davis says the county does not send out test results in the mail, and the rumors seem to be a nationwide scam that is edited to fit specific counties across the U.S.
The exact verbiage is used nationwide, and so we suspect that this is an intentional piece of misinformation that's being proliferated.
Davis also said that an alarming rate of positive tests are due to community spread, 30.6% of cases. He says this is troublesome because there is almost no way to determine the origin of the outbreak in these cases. Just under 35% of cases can be traced back to household transmission, and 20.4% are associated with some sort of event or gathering. And now a feel-good story to wrap up the week. Yesterday, Three Rivers Casino Resort revealed that one visitor to the casino won $36,000 last weekend. The jackpot on the Tarzan machine, which is a progressive machine that shares a connection with several other casinos, was won by Sheldon Paulson. Paulson said he didn't think his $1 bet would net him the prize.
So I was figuring that I'd get a portion of that jackpot. And my wife, who was with me, said, no, you won over $36,000.
Paulson says he and his wife visit the casino at least once a month and said even when they don't win, it's employees like Mike Bones that make the experience special.
We love him over there. I mean, that's one of the reasons we do go there, too, is because of Mike.
And I think a lot of people share that feeling, and Sheldon Paulson gets the additional pleasure of counting all that money. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, July 31st, 2020.